Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 71st episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about our concert ticketing experience and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Yeah. Wait, whoa. There's a helicopter flying by. Oh, sorry. Hi, guys. From Korea. I'm reporting from South Korea. It's been a week, so don't mind me going kind of crazy. Hi, Jose.
Hi, everybody. How are you, Roseanne?
I'm doing good. I'm like 6 days into my quarantine. Halfway there, y'alls. And sorry if the recording sounds a little bit different on my side. That's because your girl did not bring her proper mic. Yeah, sorry. But yeah, everything else is good. I'm going to share you guys English. I'm going to share my vlog with you guys and my quarantine experience soon. Because I know a lot of people have questions as well. Like, for those who are interested in traveling to South Korea. There's, like, a lot, Jose, a lot going on. Maybe I could, like, talk about it later. But, like, for example, oh, my gosh. So, I flew from Vegas to LA so I could take a direct flight to Korea. Because when you're traveling out of the country, it's safer to just take a direct flight. Because layovers could actually screw you over. Like, you might be detained in that country. So, I did a direct flight. But when I got to the airport, y'all, the person was like, do you have a visa? And I'm like, what visa? Jose, I didn't know you needed a visa. But good thing, y'all. They refer you to the app to download it. App. It's K-E-T-A. Is it E-T-A? Yeah. And then you apply for a visa. So the thing that scared me was they said it could take like an hour. But good thing we were at the airport like almost 4 hours before our flight. So we applied and I got my results like 30 minutes. But some people, it could take like more than an hour. And it even says it could take 24 hours. So that's kind of scary because you could miss your flight.
Oh, wow.
So like y'all need to look into that before you're traveling. But hopefully my upcoming video could like help you guys. But yes, Jose, how have you been doing?
Me?
Jose, is that what you... What is this?
That summarizes how I've been doing.
Wow, we got a soundboard going on. We're stepping it up here on this podcast. What does that mean, Jose? Break it down for us.
I mean, at this point, I have nothing else but to laugh. Like, you know.
Oh, yes.
We're going to get into that a little bit further down this episode, but besides what probably y'all know what I'm talking about and Roseanne knows as well, I've been okay, been working on my homework, a lot of assignments, Also moving stuff, packing stuff. That's girl, right. I'm moving in like next week. So that's why I need to have everything packed up, ready to move. Not canceling. How do I say it? Mm. Well, yeah, canceling some services because I'm moving, so I don't need it anymore.
Oh.
And then also changing addresses and like other stuff that I have and, you know, important stuff so yeah, that, you know I can get my mail.
You know how to change addresses easily, right? Like going to USPS?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, yay. So you're good.
I think.
Wait, hold.
I mean, I've moved like 5 times by now, or I don't know how many. So I think I've figured it out because I've had my stuff through the mail.
It's like I made it this far in life, so I think
if I've made it. Yeah. I'm not in jail missing payments and stuff, so I'm okay, I think.
Oh my gosh, Jose.
So other than that, you know, just busy with that stuff. Girl, packing and moving stuff is a workout in itself.
It is
a workout in itself. Like, I be sweating, and then Texas is hot right now, and it's not just hot, it's also humid, so it just adds to it. So it's like a lot of sweat. So hopefully I lost a couple LBs
this past week.
And hopefully more, because I still got some stuff to do. And then I'm also getting movers, so I'm not going to move everything, you know what I mean? I want to, you know, get my money's worth by actually paying somebody to move stuff, like the big stuff and stuff. And boxes, I guess. But, like, some stuff that I know that I can do, like my work stuff, you know, small, like, clothes and stuff like that. I know I can move those already. There's no point in putting those in a box, you know what I mean? So, I'm just worried about, like, the big furniture. That's the only thing that has me worried. And plus, you know, movers, they charge you by the time that it takes them to do the job. So, as long as I can get something to where they can do it in less time, I'm good with that. So I don't have to pay them that much.
Yeah, have it organized and ready for them to just, like, take out. And plus, didn't you say it's not too far from where you currently live? Or
yeah, it's, like, 15 minutes, so it's not that bad.
Oh, yeah, not that bad. Hey. Well, I'm excited for you because this is, like, a new chapter for you in your life.
Yeah, it's a big one. Because I've always lived by myself. I did share a house with like 2 other roommates, but we weren't friends or anything. It was just roommate. Literally, I worked throughout the night and they worked throughout the day. So we rarely saw each other. So it was almost like I lived by myself because during the day I had the house and they were gone. And then at night I was working. So even then I would say I would still consider that living by myself. So this is going to be the first time having like a roommate. And then it's not just the roommate, like it's my boyfriend. So like it's a big change too, you know what I mean? So I'm excited though. I'm not like nervous or anything. I'm excited. Okay, good.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for you too because this is, like I said, a new chapter and you guys get to learn more about each other. And it's just a whole different experience. But I have a feeling it's going to be a wonderful one. So congratulations to you, Jose.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, Roseanne, what you be eating?
That's a good question. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I cannot wait to show y'all the... Actually, low-key, not that excited. I feel bad because my vlogs... My weekly vlogs are usually filled with so many activities and stuff like that. But then this time, you know, right. I'm only stuck in a hotel. Not going to be lying. I'm procrastinating with work. And it's like 50% of the footage I have is food. So I'm going to show you guys the food. Because they deliver 3 times a day. They deliver at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., and 6 p.m. Now, the food, if you're like a big foodie, I'm going to tell you now, it might not be for you. For me personally, it's not bad. Like, it's not bad. But it's not like really good either. But good thing my appetite hasn't been, you know, the best. I haven't been eating as much. But also, I do recommend you guys to bring your own snacks and noodles and stuff. That'll keep you, you know, set if you don't like the food here. And they don't have a microwave here, Jose. So, like, the food is kind of cold when I get it. Even if I pick it up right away from outside. So, they leave it outside. Yeah. And then you grab it. And then, yeah. The food's okay.
Uber Eats style.
I wish. So in this specific hotel, I don't know if this is for every quarantine because people have recommended me to watch this other YouTuber named Mikey Chen. Like we watch his videos, but I don't think I've really watched his quarantine video in Korea. He mm-hmm. ordered food, but over here they say you can't order food from restaurants.
Wow.
So, you know, you're kind of just stuck with what you have now. But
I guess it depends on the hotel, right?
I wonder if it's with the hotel or if it's with updated rules. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure because the rules always change. Gotcha. Like, for example, the visa thing didn't start until recently. So I had no idea about it until I got to the airport. So, right. But yeah, you guys will see my vlog. I wish, the only thing is that I wish they would give us a menu of like what they're giving us because sometimes I'm familiar with food, but I feel like a lot of people who aren't really like, you know, they don't really know that much food when they come here. They're like, what is this? You know, like it's not the mm-hmm. usual food. So if they had like this little card that tells you what it is, but they're like, you know what? You eat what we're going to give you. It doesn't matter what we you don't need to know what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Just eat it. So, but yes. Oh, but, you know, one thing that me and Jose wanted to talk to you guys about is the recent concert ticketing experience for BTS's Permission to Dance on Stage LA.
Yeah, one of us won the Hunger Games and one of us died.
Oh, my.
I want you to guess who came out victorious and who was left in the fields to starve and die.
Oh, no, Jose. Here's the thing. Oh, no. The way you said it, though, because we do call it the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Jose. I'm coming back.
What was her name? What was her name in the movie?
Katniss Evergreen.
Roseanne Katniss came out on top.
No,
and actually, what was the guy's name? Didn't he die? I don't know if he did. Or
oh
I
my god! Hold up, spoiler alert for those who haven't watched it. I don't know. I forgot his name though. But
I'm that guy. I'm like out in the field, like, or maybe the first one. The first Jose, one to die.
Jose, you're not even that main guy. You're that side character.
Yeah, I'm the side character that, like, who was his name again? Oh, nobody cares.
I'm just kidding. No, Jose, it was tough. Oh my god, Jose, I gotta say, you know, when they were first talking about like how, oh, the MOTS ticket holders have like codes and stuff like that, and they're the first ones to get it. I thought like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be like a piece of cake. It's gonna be good. We're gonna get good seats. But it was actually the opposite. Out of all like my years of purchasing BTS concert tickets since Wings, this has got to be the hardest for me.
I'm oh my god, same girl. I feel, I thought like you, like I didn't think it was gonna be easy. I didn't think that. I think I had mentioned it in the last episode. I was the one being pessimistic. Maybe that's why this happened. no, okay. Bring it back, Jose. Bring it back. I was thinking it was gonna be low key hard. Like I was like, I'm gonna have some tough time, but no. This was the hardest time getting tickets. This was the hard. This for me, and we can get into it if you want.
Oh my gosh, it's like, you know, flashbacks, like war, all the battles we've had and past concert tickets, and then now this is like very scary. I've seen that it went well for some people, but majority of the people that I know personally that have experienced these concert ticket buying things before, this is like the worst. So the thing is, what I believe happened, now for those who are listening, don't say that I don't want it to come off as I'm not like appreciative, because I was able to score tickets, guys. I'm very, very, very thankful. Even in my video, like when me and my friend, because we were hoping to get Barricade because we thought it was very possible at that time. Apparently it wasn't, because by the, you know, there was just no Barricade left. Because we came in on October 5, so the first wave of people, we thought we had a chance. But, you know, when we got in and we saw that there was no Barricade, you know, we kept reminding ourselves, like, we're thankful to even be attending. You know what I mean?
Right.
Millions of people who are not, they don't have this opportunity. So I'm very thankful. The thing is, like, I was able to get soundcheck tickets for my friend. So that was, like, my main priority. You know what I mean? Even though I do want soundcheck tickets, I'm planning on going November 27th with my sister and my boyfriend and, like, friends. So that's, like, my priority was just to be with them kind of thing. But it was really hard to get group tickets. I noticed, like, as soon as you get in, we were very, very limited with tickets, Jose, for day one and day two for MOT ticket holders.
Yeah, I saw your video, and also I was like, wait, the blue dots also look very similar to what I was seeing, like, when people were already at the last in, well, not last in line, but really no options at all, you know, that, like, that you wanted.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, because, you know, we thought, oh, okay, everyone is just buying the tickets, right? Because, you know, Jose really tried on the second wave. But what was really disappointing to us was when the third day came, and this was for Army Fan Club verified fans, there were so many seats that opened up. Meaning, day one and day two for Map of the Soul ticket holders, a bunch was blocked, Jose. And I was so, I was infuriated because, you know, like, I'm not trying to be ungrateful, okay? This is taking, like, in my perspective, right? We previously bought these tickets almost 2 years ago, okay? And we held on to them. So you're saying that there could have been armies that might have signed up for the Army Fan Club maybe like 3 weeks prior, and they got better tickets than people who were fans and had tickets 2 years back.
Right. Yeah, and it's I think people understood that, hopefully the majority, that, like, we are grateful that we have this opportunity. But on the other hand, we also have to call out the unbalanced unfairness of it all, because it truly is that. And the proof is in the pudding. In my experience, I was on the second day, and as soon as the waiting room opened, not even like the queue girl, the waiting room, the first thing that you're supposed to go into the waiting room, we had a pop-up that said, due to overwhelming demand or whatever, high demand, there will be no sound check tickets available or packages available. So that already was telling us, oh, they're sold out. There's no available. Like, there's none available, that even the second wave is not getting a chance to get tickets. So even the very first person that got into the queue for the second day, they weren't able to get any sound check because they were completely gone, quote unquote gone, because quote, that's what unquote. The pop-out said. Exactly. Then the third day, like Roseanne said, the Army Day happened, which I didn't get an invite, and I don't understand how, because I validated my Army membership, I did all the steps, I wasn't invited to it. I even got an email saying I wasn't invited. I was like, okay. And then seeing online on Twitter, like, literal screenshots, and people were like, you guys, there are so many soundcheck available, there are so many floor available, there's literally, you can see blue all over, like dark blue all over the stadium. I was like, how is, we have to call it out, how is this fair to, like, if you did MOTS tickets holders first, that means they were your priority, but you didn't treat them as such. And this goes to Ticketmaster, by the way, because they're the ones who are in charge of it. You are literally putting it as the ones that you want to get tickets first, but you made it to where they couldn't, because, like Roseanne said, I wasn't able to get any. Of course, a lot of people might say, Jose, there were a lot of $50, like, up in the in the last section. And I think I mentioned this in the podcast. I mentioned it in my video, too. I was like, I'm coming from Texas, guys. It doesn't feel right to me to, like, spend so much money on flight, hotel, for just to just be up in the bleachers. Like, I feel like that's more valid for people who are actually in California, that they're gonna be like, Jose came all the way from Texas to be all the way up there, like, and I could have been up there, like, come on. So that's why I didn't feel good doing that. So that's why I didn't get any. It, to me, it just didn't feel like it was worth the amount of money that I'm already going to be spending. So that's why I didn't do it. I am reaching out with other people, talking to other people that have been contacting me saying, hey, I have extra one. So hopefully that works out. As of this recording, I still don't have anything 100% sure. I do have offers, but I do want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Roseanne, I've had so many good ones where I'm like, oh my God, please. And then I see that they're like, oh, it's only one. And I want to go with my boyfriend. You know what I mean? So if nothing happens, I still don't know if I'll be able to do that. Like, I feel so bad just being like, hey, telling like my boyfriend, like, hey, I'm going by myself. So,
oh, he's like, bye. Like,
bye. You know what I mean? And I already told him. So it's like, I know he would understand. Like, he would totally be okay with like, okay, it's fine. You can go. But I just feel horrible, you know, after telling him like, I'm going to get a ticket. It's another trip for us, another show. And then like, just telling him like, hey, yo, so like, I got one for myself. I'll see you later. So your boy is working on stuff. Pray for him. Keep him in your thoughts. But as of right now, I'm not going. Hopefully that changes.
Yeah, hopefully that changes. And like, I feel like people are also still working on getting tickets that they want, and they have more tickets available. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's going on right now. But it's tough, y'all. It's like, it's kind of
and you know, Roseanne, you know why you said it. It's infuriating too, not only because of this, like when you talk about Ticketmaster, that's a level of frustration. Then you go on to resale level, and then that multiplies by like 100,000 million, because when you go to the reselling sites and you notice how many scalpers have tickets right now. They were the ones who were able to get tickets, and they're selling them for 20, 30. I saw one for $50,000. That is just, it's a joke. Like,
Yeah.
Army who are listening right now and are thinking about reselling sites, if you do want to do that, wait until the date gets closer. The prices will go down. Do not fall for these prices. I mean, I hope you don't actually spend $50,000 on a ticket. Like, if you have that kind of money, like I mean, damn.
BTS.
Literally, that's a down payment on a house. That's a car. That's tuition. Like, that's what people make in a year or something. You know what I mean? So it's like, that is a disgusting, and if any scalpers out there are listening to this, can you please like block us? Because I do not want to talk to you.
Get away.
Why are you even listening to this? Get away. Like, for real. Ain't nobody got time. Yes, because that's like so gross. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, the most expensive is like $300, right, Roselle? Like, original price?
Like, almost 400 for like gold soundchecked is almost 500. Yeah,
gold soundcheck, like almost 400, guys. And these people are going for 20s and 30s and thousands of dollars.
That's like
the ones that are up in the bleachers, $2,000, $1,000, guys. That's I don't know. That's just, I think that should be illegal. I think it should be illegal. Yeah.
Like, why is there no cap on how much a price is?
Exactly. Oh, my God.
So the thing is, Jose, I don't know if you saw that screenshot that has been going around as well. So these people on Facebook, now they are called, or they might be associated with the SoFi Stadium, or they're season ticket holders, right? So they had access to buy these tickets as well. And it's ridiculous because there's a whole chat and people have screenshotted. They got their receipts showing that these people, they had like an A1 front row kind of thing, ticket, sound check, and they're trying to sell it because they know they're going to make money off of it, which is unfair. Mm-hmm. Unfair. I don't even know when they came in. I think supposedly these people came in like during the third day or so. Like, the season ticket holders had access to it before the third day. I'm not sure what day, but they just had access to it. So
I don't understand it, because it's like, that's related to sports. Like, that's for like sport events. So why do you have that same access for concerts? I don't get it. Yeah,
that's how it is. Like, see, whatever that goes on, it's Ticketmaster, Live Nation. It's between those. Like, Big Hit has, Hybe has nothing to do with it. I'm sure Hybe was like, can you give like Map of the Soul ticket holders like first dibs? And Ticketmaster like, okay, but they limited the crap out of like how many tickets we could access the first and second day, which is messed up. Because like I said, the third day, I'm sure the season ticket holders and all that stuff had access to it, because that's how they ended up getting tickets. And so I think that's another thing. It's like, we were played. Like, the people who should have had first dibs struggled to get tickets because it was very, very limited. They should have opened it up. Like, there should have not been any seats that were blocked, because it's people who have like you should have had first dibs. You know, it's really unfair.
It's because some people might take it this way, and I was thinking about it. I was like, somebody may be like an army that became an army membership 2 days before the concert went on sale. They got a ticket that was like super duper good and all that stuff. We are happy for them. Trust and believe. We are happy that armies get to go. True armies get to go and see them and stuff like that. But what we're saying is it's like a line, you guys. When you go to a show or you go somewhere and you get in line, anybody is going to feel some type of way if somebody cuts in front of them. Because it's like, wait, we've been waiting here longer than you. We're not trying to disrespect you. We're just trying to get the respect just like we would respect you if you were in front of us. Uh-huh. So picture that in this situation. That's basically where we're coming from as the unfairness. You literally got a group of other people and just put them to the front when we're over here. Like, wait, but we were here first and y'all were told us that we were supposed to get our tickets first. Also, Roseanne, I hate the fact that you have, I don't know if this happened to you, but I had to refresh to be able to join the waiting room. So that also made me go probably to the back of the line too. Oh, I had to wait to refresh and I was like, what? I thought it was supposed to be automatic and I had to refresh to be able to join the waiting room. Also, my email said an hour before and the waiting room didn't open until 30 minutes.
That's what I before. Heard. Yeah, because day two I was on the plane. So it was my boyfriend and friends that were trying to get tickets and they said the same thing. Yeah, like queue didn't open until 30 minutes later. So I was wondering like why, how? Like, what happened? Exactly. It sounds fishy, okay? Like, I don't know when those people, season ticket holders, whatever, had access to him, but it sounds a little fishy. It is really messed up. There was, like, miscommunication. People didn't understand. Codes weren't working. People got kicked out. Like, their site just couldn't handle things. But I also had mutuals that when they inputted their code, it was as if their Ticketmaster account was, like, deleted. Like, that information. Oh, like, new, God. Like, fresh. Like, they couldn't even search up histories. Like, they've purchased previous BTS concerts through that Ticketmaster account. But when they went in, it was, like, as if it never happened. So their code, for some reason, just wasn't associated to their existing account. So there's just so much going on. And just when I thought like it would be easier, it would be fair, it was like the most craziest thing that happened with buying tickets. But I've also noticed a lot of articles are being written about it too, Jose. So I am sure HYBE is aware of it. They can't do much, honestly, you guys. Like I said, there's this whole monopoly going on when it comes to ticketing services. Ticketmaster's part of it. It's a lot of dark sides to it, but it sucks how true fans have to, you know, just get the bad side of it. And
right, exactly. Be the ones to suffer when they should be the ones that get priority, not unfans. I don't know how to say not fans. Well, not fans. Yeah, unfans, because it's like, they don't even want to. That's what scalpers are. They are not fans either. Like,
no, they're not.
They just want money. They do not want to go to the show. We do. So it's like, where is the fairness in that? Also, on the second day, it was a lot of stuff going on that second day. There was a like 20-minute window, Roseanne, where Ticketmaster just froze. Nothing was moving, nothing was going on. I went on Twitter, everybody was like that too. They were like, yo, is anybody else's frozen? Like, literally nothing is happening. And I didn't get into the queue or to pick the seats until an hour and 40 minutes
in. No way. It took
yes,
that
ma'am.
Long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. It did that on the third day for me. So I was already in Korea and it froze for a long time and I didn't get in until like an hour later. But by that time, of course, there was like nothing left. But I didn't realize that also happened on the second day. That's...
Yep.
That's fishy. Like, what happened?
So let's hope. I know that's the thing. And we're never going to get an answer because Ticketmaster's not going to change. This has been going on for years. So it's like, it just sucks. Hopefully it does. That's our hope. But we won't be surprised if it stays the same. That's why a lot of people are like, hopefully Weverse becomes the new ticketing site for even live concerts. And I'm like, yes, please, because
that's so hard though, because, you know, like I said, it's a monopoly. These people are big. There's huge people behind all these things, money makers. Like, I'm sure they're Ticketmaster. It was also proven, like, with ticketing sites, scalpers are part of the ticketing site. That's how they make their money. Now, for tips, tips for people who do still want to go. Now, I don't want to, like, bring up too much of your hope, because I'm not sure if this will happen. But if you do not buy those tickets that the scalpers have, they're going to freak out, and then last minute, they're just going to refund the ticket, and then it's going to go back up onto Ticketmaster with the face price value. So this is waiting last minute, though, and I know, like, there has been people who have been asking me, but even I'm not sure. This has happened with friends before where they do wait last minute, but the thing is, it's like they're either in California, like, it's not where they could fly from a different state. You know, I don't want you guys to make that a risk to, you know, get a hotel and plane ticket and then you can't even go in. But I do suggest you guys waiting it off. Do not buy from scalpers. Do not buy from third party ticketing places. It's just I've heard so many stories where they have fake tickets, and when they try to get into the concert, they're denied. Even when it comes to sound check, you guys, that is not transferable. Please do not buy sound check VIP tickets. The person, it's a will call. So the person has to show up, show their ID, their Ticketmaster account, show that it is them in order for them to receive the tickets, and it's not transferable. Yeah. So please beware of those.
Yeah, those specifically, where it's like, as soon as you see somebody saying like sound check or guys, I'm selling will call or something like that, straight up no. Like, maybe the person's being genuine and they don't even know either that they're selling these that cannot be transferable. You can even tell them, hey, I know you're trying to sell these, but you shouldn't, because they're not even transferable. So you either go or you lost your money, because nobody's going to be able to use those benefits. Yeah. Guys, please don't do that. Please don't. And happy for everybody who's going. Happy for you, Roseanne. Let me know how it goes.
Oh, no. You're going to... I swear. Like, I'm still... I'm putting it out into the universe. I really hope Jose can go. Because, you know, I want you to experience at least the first day as well. Like, November 27. And I'm, like, to finally meet in person. So, I'm putting it out.
And that's the thing, Roseanne. That's the thing. Also, if I'm able to find... I can't be picky. You know what I mean? People are going to be like, I only have for 28th. Or maybe I'll have for the 1st, the 2nd. Yeah, right. So, I can't be like 27. You know what I mean? So, I don't even know if I'm going on the 27th, which was my preferred day, you know.
It's okay. I'll be there the whole week. So regardless, we're going to meet up. I just want you to attend the concert, you know, like their first kind of comeback tour. But on the bright side, as we are waiting for hopefully better things, and hopefully for those to get their tickets and for November to finally roll around, In the Soup season 2 is finally going to start next week. Yay!
This week,
right? This week. Oh, Thursday, Friday. Sorry, y'all. I've been stuck in a hotel. I don't know my days.
Wait, it's what, another Roseanne-ism, guys, where she says next week and it's literally tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, my God. And correct me if I'm wrong. See, my brain's been gone. They dropped 2 episodes the first day.
That they did that last time. I don't know if they're going to do it this time.
Oh, I keep hearing things of like 2 episodes, 4 episodes. I'm like, I've been out of the loop, y'all. So, but regardless, In the Soup is going to start.
And Rosette, by the time this comes out, you're in Korea. It's going to be Friday. So it's actually today, not next week.
Well, yeah. Wait, am I going to be out by then? Wait, what day is it? What day is it right now?
The 15th. The 15th is Friday.
No, darn. Next week I'll be out. Ah, darn it. Okay. I'll be here for... I'm here until the 21st of October. Jose.
Oh, my girl.
I know.
That's still 10 days. Oh, my God.
I know. We got to play Overwatch now. Because, like, my boyfriend... Yes, we play Diablo together, but he works and he has to sleep. So let me know when you're available, Jose. I need to go on Overwatch. It's been months. Like, ever since we moved, I have not played Overwatch. So, sorry, guys. I went on a tangent there.
Yeah, we totally went on a gaming tangent. But y'all understand. Yeah. Our brains hip-hop around places and freestyle. That was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD, along with our Instagram at Interlude Army PD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week, guys. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Rosie.
Bye, Rosie.
Bye, hotel.
Bye. Like, I'ma yeet myself out the window. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoon Ki, Young Ho Suk, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae-young, Jung Jung-woo, BTS.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.